Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Matt Kramer Show. I'm back. Today is Friday. And if you're seeing this on Twitter already, if not, then I'll put it up here very, very quickly here. We had Super Tuesday somewhere, not here in California, but I think that's not till November of this year. But the California primary, let me get that date for you if you don't know it. California primary is coming up, I believe. Primary 2016, and the date will be June 7th, 2016, I believe. So we had Super Tuesday recently. So if anyone wants to talk about the candidates, please do call in 516-387-1388. Number again is 516-387-1388. So you can call in, and now I'm not a political science guy, but if you want to talk about how you believe this country should be run, please do call in with that number, 516-387-1388. So please do call in for this Friday edition of the Matt Kramer Show. And so call in today. Real, real, real helpful if you do. So, anyway, as you are dialing, jotting down the number or dialing, also what I wanted to talk about from last episode, and I gave a little major events around the world yesterday, and I mistakenly put last time's episode for 15 minutes, which I usually do 30 minutes. So, anyhow, also what I'm doing this week, I'm off this whole weekend, so there'll be more time for shows, episodes here. But last time I spoke to you guys, I mentioned that there is a what's called a Friday Night Fix. It's a new kind of ministry at the Grace Bible Church in Anaheim that I attend. And my very good friend, Jared Fisher, is heading that up. The first night didn't go too well. He only had two people. So if you know someone who's homeless, or has a drug addiction or whatever, and you live in the OC area, come to Grace Bible Church in Anaheim. The address is 2550 West Orange and at Magnolia. West Orange Avenue, Anaheim, California, 92804, I believe is the zip code, because it changes from mile to mile. So, so if you're interested in that, please do come to Grace Bible Church or find Jared Fisher on Facebook. He's bald. He's almost bald. He's still pretty young. He's a couple years older than me. So if you're interested in that, it's called a Friday Night Fix. It's usually when you talk about fix, you talk about heroin or whatever. But this is a spiritual fix. So if you're interested in that or you know someone who may be interested, please do consider attending that tonight. It is tonight, every Friday night, I believe at 7. So if you want to call in and ask for information, all that can do is refer you to Mr. Fisher. And at least he now lives in Newport Beach. He works in Newport Beach, I believe. He had quite a few years in Lake Elsinore area, if you know where that is. But He's down here for a while, so hopefully he stays here. So anyway, again, if you're interested in this Friday night fix, please do consider coming to that tonight. The address again is 2550 West Orange Avenue in Anaheim, on the corner of Magnolia and Orangewood Avenue, Orange Avenue. If you see, if you see St. Paul's Presbyterian Church or the church right next to that, going east, I believe. So look for that and attend tonight's fix. Again, if you want to talk about the candidates, just because Super Tuesday happened, I did not watch those debates. I was working this week, but if you're interested in talking about it, this is the show to do it. If you want to talk about another subject, please do call in. The number again is 516-387-1388. 516-387-1388. So call in today with your question about policies, how America and the government should be run. And while you're doing that, what I believe should happen, first of all, let me tell you who I'm not against. Who I'm not voting for this year. I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton. I do believe that she, if she is really behind, and just about the entire nation believes she's behind the Benghazi attack on the U.S. ambassadors and the Marines that were there. Anyway, if she is behind this, she should be being prosecuted by now. I believe the FBI is in charge of that. Maybe some kind of national committee is in charge of that also. So Hillary Clinton would not be a good president just for that reason. And if you remember back in 1995-96, Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, lied about his sexual encounter with Monica Lewinsky. And we may think now that that's ancient history. Well, not exactly. Now that Clinton is running, we feel that as much as Clinton lied to us during that time, and he may be lying to us today, who knows, we believe that Hillary is even the bigger liar. So for that reason, and also I don't mean to sound sexist on this radio show, but I do not believe the president is a female's job. Okay, I don't. I think it is a male. It is a man's job. It is a woman's job to be the first lady. Okay, that's what I believe. Okay, now, who I'm also not voting for is Mr. Donald Trump, and the reason why I don't trust Donald Trump is not just because of the things that he says. According to Marco Rubio and some other guys, that Mr. Trump is he's offensive to certain groups of people, whether it's journalists or women or whatever, and even illegal immigrants. Here's the question that I want to pose to you guys: whether you're a nationally born citizen of this country or you're an legal or illegal immigrant. Whatever your status may be, do you believe that a wall should be built between the U.S. and Mexico? Do I believe that that wall should be built? Yes. do I believe that the military should be in charge of deporting illegal immigrants? I believe that is an action that should be used as a last resort. John Kasich, Chris Christie, and Michael Cabee, and all the other candidates that were running are not running anymore, and they should be, especially Michael Cabee. I really trust Michael Cabee above anyone else. But should we have a wall between Mexico and the United States? Yes, we should. And we should have armed guards there at all times, whether it's the U.S. Coast Guard or whether it's whatever. whether it's the military, police, and what I would personally do if I was president of the United States, I would make sure every person from Mexico or even South America, if they want to come into this country, they must come in for a very good reason. Before they can come into this country, they must go through one of three things. Number one, a background check. Number two, a criminal background check. Now, a background check is your health records or whatever. Criminal background check. If you, as an illegal immigrant, are coming to this country and you have the criminal background and you are running away from the Mexican law enforcement agencies, whatever, we will not let you in. Number three, you must come in if there is if you're part of the country of Mexico or South America is being bombarded by the drug cartels, and you're running away to get freedom, by all means, please do come in. But you must go as an immigrant from Mexico to America. You must go through one of the things: a background check for health, criminal background check. And you must immediately go to an office where you can take a test, and you can do the oath to be an American citizen. Raise your right hand, and whatever the oath is, and be formally and publicly welcomed into this country. That's three things that you should go through. So if you want to talk about that, please do. Who I am possibly voting for is either Mr. Ted Cruz or Mr. Marco Rubio. Ted Cruz is more experienced because he's been a senator longer than Marco. Marco Rubio may be more, if he's not more experienced, then he's more vocal, I believe. They're both vocal. Mike Huckabee was very vocal. John Kasich was very vocal. Chris Christie was very vocal. So Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz. And Donald Trump has said some pretty nasty things about both candidates, which probably is not true, but be that as it may, who are you voting for? Are you voting for the Democrats, Bernie Sanders, and Hillary Clinton, and all the others that are running? Or are you voting for Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump? You can vote for Carly Fiorina if she's still running. You can vote for Bobby Jindal if he's still running. I'm not sure if he is. You can vote for anyone that you feel is run this country the correct way, not in the way that Obama has in the last 8 years. So if you want to talk about that, we have 15 minutes. So if you want to call in today, 516-387-1388. 516-387-1388. That is your guest call-in number. And you can call in today with your questions. This should be on Twitter. Hopefully this is on Twitter. Yes, it is on Twitter. It should be on Twitter. Yeah. So please do call in today. We got about 15 minutes. 15 minutes and 20 seconds. So call in today. If you do not want to talk about politics and the candidacy and Super Tuesday, whatever, you can talk about any subject. Because the Matt Kramer Show is really more of an evangelical type, Bible doctrine type show. But for today, for the Super Tuesday edition, even though today is Friday, we are talking about politics. Rubio, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, or Carly, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders. Now, do we need, do we want a socialist in this country? No, we do not. If, excuse me, if England, the country of England, the Kingdom of England is socialist, which a lot, some of my friends have said, Bernie Sanders is more than welcome to go over there. Really. Do we need another president like Obama? No, we do not. Also, if we want to get off of the topic of politics for a minute, Justin Bieber just turned 22. Excuse me. And he is starting, I believe he's starting his world, his U.S. and world tour for his album called Purpose, which is pretty good. So Justin will be at L.A. Staples Center for three days, the 20th, the 21st, and the 23rd. I don't know why he's skipping the 22nd. There may be some other event that day. But 20th, 21st, and 23rd, Mr. Justin Bieber will be at L.A. Staples Center. and I do plan on going to the Monday night show. Again, Friday Night Fix. Consider attending that. And if you're interested, again, we are looking for people who have addiction. We're looking for the homeless people, but we're also looking for spiritually sick people to come to the Friday Night Fix if you're interested. So please consider doing that. Anyway, so who are you voting for? Is it Marco? Is it Donald Trump? Is it Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Ted Cruz, Carly Fiorina, Bobby Jindal? Who are you voting for? That's what I want to know. And why? Should we be a democracy? Should we be an anarchy? Should we be an oligarchy? Should we be a monarchy like we were 200-something years ago? Maybe it may work. Who knows? That's what I want to hear from you. 516-387-1388. Call in today. 516-387-1388. If you do not call, jot down that number so that next time, hopefully tomorrow, sometime tomorrow, I can do a broadcast just for you. So please do consider talking to me. This is Matt Kramer from Anaheim, California. We are doing a episode on politics just because the Super Tuesday just happened. So if you're interested in talking about policies, please do. Rubio, Trump, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Ted Cruz. Who are you voting for? 516-387-1388. 516-387-1388, that is my number to dial. And you can call in today with your questions. I'm not sure this is going to place, but guess it is. Anyway, 516-387-1388, please do call in today, because there's people who do need to talk. Call of guests. Search callers. Okay. Anyone want to call in today? 516-387-1388. We got about 10 minutes left. 10 minutes on this radio show. Please do call in today. 516-387-1388. Anyone that want to call in? Also, I should mention this. my friend David Williams has suggested that everyone at church on Sunday. He suggested everyone go see this new movie called Risen. It is a agnostic point of view on the resurrection of Jesus Christ and why his body could never be found.
is with Ralph Fiennes, who is the brother of Joseph Fiennes. I think it's Ralph Fiennes. And then Tom Felton, if you remember Tom Felton from Harry Potter, he was Draco Malfoy. So if you're interested in seeing that, it's called Risen. Risen. So I have yet to see it. I may see it today. I may see it sometime soon. Oh, Joseph Fiennes. Yeah, Ralph Fiennes, I think, is his brother. Yeah, Joseph Fiennes. Ralph Fiennes, I think he's in the new M in the James Bond movies. So Joseph Fiennes, Tom Felton, and a couple of other well-known and not-so-well-known guys. Cliff Curtis plays Jesus. That's interesting. So consider talking about that also. Or go seeing that, actually. 516-1387-1388. No one's calling. No one's calling. That's okay. You don't have to call. But you can always re-listen to this broadcast when it is closed. And write down a number, and maybe next time you can call in with your questions. Next time, I may not dwell on politics, but this is probably the only show I will dwell on politics, just because Super Tuesday. The only exception to that would be probably Election Day, which probably is not till November. So, Election Day will be... sometime in November. November 8th. Okay, Tuesday, November 8th. And then, of course, California presidential primary. The one in, I believe, probably in Sacramento, maybe some other city in California, but June 7th or June 8th, maybe June 16th. June of 2016 will be the Republican presidential primary. I will go back to the original subject matter, which is doctrine and faith and all that. We have about 5.5 minutes, y'all, 516-387-1388, so do call in today for your questions. Comments, concerns, questions, suggestions about the show, 516-387-1388. Please do call in today. So, yes, November 8th, 2016 will be Election Day this year. And then the June 2006 date will be the California presidential primary. So, please do vote. Franklin Graham is taking a break from his... Decision America tour. He was just in Alaska, I believe. And the next city he will be in will be, I believe, Denver, Colorado. And so if you're interested in that, please go to bgea.org or go to decisionamericatour.org. I think it's .org or .com. Consider that. So March 30th or 31st, Mr. Franklin Graham will be in Sacramento, California. So if you're in the area, please consider go see and hear what Mr. Franklin Graham has to say. Also, if you feel like recording it, you may. I don't think they care if you record it or not. Put it on YouTube if you can, if you have a YouTube channel. And you record that special rally in Sacramento, please do record that. Put it on YouTube so I can personally see it. Unfortunately, I live in Anaheim, and Sacramento is like 5 or 6 hours away. And I'll never make it by myself with my work schedule. So, excuse
Excuse me. So consider doing that. Okay? We got 3 minutes, less than 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes. 516-3-SM1388. If this subject interested you, please re-watch or re-listen to this broadcast. And if you have any thoughts, questions, concerns, suggestions about the content or the radio show itself, please do call in today. There is a chat, Block Talk Radio chat. I'm not sure if that is available. Chat, there we go. See if there's any chats going on. Yeah, one user. We also have a chat now. When I last did this, I don't think it was here. So if you're interested in doing a chat instead, remind me. Someone call in and remind me next time to do this chat thing. That'll be cool. We got about 2 minutes left. So please do consider calling in. Not calling, but just writing down the number. And next time I will go back to the original content, which is doctrine, theology, and stuff. Again, hopefully this episode interested you. If not, let me know. And y'all have a wonderful day. That's 10 seconds too late. It gives me 90 seconds. It gives me 60 seconds of warnings. Just letting me know that the show is about to end. So I will end it here and have a great weekend, and I will be back sometime tomorrow. Bye.